Class 3, Subject, English Language, Topic, Singular and Plural, Chapter 5. Good morning, children. Today, we will learn about singular and plural naming words or nouns. So, let's start. We all have one mouth and 32 teeth, two hands and two feet. The noun mouth is singular and the nouns hands, teeth and feet are plural. So, a singular noun that is one in number. It stands for one person, place, animal, bird or thing. A plural noun stands for more than one of them. The common ways of forming plurals from the singular are by adding s to the singular noun. Example, tail, tails, rat, rats, room, rooms, boy, boys, girl, girls. Turn to page 17 of your book. By adding es to the singular noun when it ends in o, x, ch, sh and ss. Example, mango, mangoes, brush, brushes, box, boxes, class, classes, church, churches. But there is an exception to every rule. In all words ending with O, we do not add ES. We only add S. Example, kilo, kilos, photo, photos, piano, pianos. Next, by changing the final F or FE of the singular noun into V and adding ES. Leaf, leaves, thief, thieves, wife, wives, calf, calves, hoof, hooves. But here again, we have some exceptions. Instead of adding VES, we only add S to form the plural noun. Cliff, cliffs, roof, roofs, chef, chefs, hoof, hoofs, dwarf, dwarfs. Now by changing the final Y of the singular noun into I and adding ES. Baby, babies, butterfly, butterflies, family, families. But if the final Y comes after a vowel, the plural is formed by adding S. Boys, keys, rays. Other singular nouns form the plural in uncommon ways. Man will be men and not mans. Woman will be women and not womans. Tooth is not tooths, it is teeth. And foot is not foots, it is feet. Mouse is mice, not mouses. Ox is oxen and not oxes. And persons will be people. Some singular nouns remain the same in the plural. Deer, sheep, fish, luggage, etc. Finally, certain nouns are always plural. They have no singular form. For things that has two parts joined together. Spectacles, scissors, jeans, shorts. It refers to a group of people, animals or things. Example, clothes, stairs, goods, police, etc. So children, I hope this helped you to understand what is a singular noun and a plural noun.